MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Shiel Martini, head of macro research at 91. Shiel, appreciate the time. In a recent note you put out, you talk around the purpose of a government bond is that ballast in your portfolio. When things are wobbling, bonds kind of hold steady. To point out that equity bond correlation is still above sort of pre-2020 levels. In other words, bonds aren't doing that ballast work anymore. They're not doing what we need them to do in our portfolio as they used to back in the day.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I mean, look, equities return more than bonds.
Yeah.
We know that. There's 100 years of data making that point. Why do we have bonds in our portfolio? The answer is, despite the fact that they return less than equities, they do different things at times of stress. So typically, you would want the bond part of your portfolio to fall less or even rise at a point at which equities are falling. And that typically happens when inflation is low. When inflation is low, typically below 4% in the G10 in the US, bonds do better. And actually, we've been living through a period where inflation has been relatively low because we haven't had many supply shocks.
Yeah.
Since COVID, all that has changed. And so the behavior of bonds in your portfolio has also changed. And so now the question people are asking is, what is the role of a bond in our portfolio? And I think that's the framing and the context for why we're asking this question.
I'm going to come to that in half a sec. It is, I mean, you mentioned inflation. Are issues such as, I mean, spending and government debt and even lower growth, in part perhaps due to tariffs, are those concerns as well and also driving into this challenge?
Yeah, so there have been longstanding fiscal concerns, but the bigger relationship is the interest on the stock of debt, the interest rate people are paying on that relative to the growth rate of the economy. So if the real rate of interest is higher than the real rate of growth, there is a debt dynamic that is pushing your debt stock upwards. Mm-hmm. And if it's the opposite, there is a debt dynamic that's pushing your debt stock downwards. And what's happened since COVID is that that number is positive outside a recession. Mm-hmm. So in a recession, when your growth rate collapses, that number can be positive. But now we are in a period of strong growth and that number is positive, which is very, very bad. And that's why you're seeing these fiscal questions come to the fore now.
What is options for investors then? Because to your point, I mean, equities is where the return is. But as you said, you know, bonds do different things at times of stress, and that's the attraction. Is there alternatives for investors in terms of different bonds or how we structure them? Or is this just kind of the new reality we find ourselves in for now?
Well, look, I think the general view is if there is no decisive improvement in inflation or fiscal consolidation or trend growth, then bonds are going to continue to struggle. So then what should investors do and allocators do? I think the question you want is not what role to replace the risk asset part of your portfolio.
Yeah.
It's what role do we need to replace the defensive part of the portfolio? And you can't ignore bonds because they're roughly half of global financial assets. So I think there are some options. I think you need to look at whether the bond yields are high enough. So that can happen at a cyclical point in the cycle where the Fed is cutting, where inflation is falling. You know, you might actually say, we are in the right part of the cycle to own bonds, even if I don't want to own them structurally. Second, I think more esoteric fixed income exposure may work. So for example, some emerging markets have very high rates, very high real rates. Some dollar-blocked economies may see falling inflation as they go into a recession. That might be interesting. And I think you have to think about using options strategically in more sophisticated portfolios. But basically, things have to change in your portfolio to reflect the shifts that we've had since COVID.
It's the option for EM. I mean, one of the issues is defaults, but I think we can broadly take that off the table. Is it those fact that the higher yields out of EM perhaps give you a little more comfort?
I think EM is really interesting right now, and you can see it in the price action. You've got the high starting yields that you mentioned, but you know, you've also got this dynamic where the Fed has signaled easing.
Yeah.
There is a falling dollar, which stimulates the global economy through an increase in liquidity. And, you know, so EMs do very well in that period. So the credit profiles of EM improve. Some EMs may see declining inflation enough to ignite a credit cycle. Mm-hmm. So all that means that EMs are in a very, very good place potentially if these trends continue.
We'll leave it there. That's Shaw Martini. He is head of macro research, 91. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.